Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. There is no place that we can ever be that the presence of the Lord is not. We live and move and have our being through and as that presence. And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Become comfortable in your seat, relax your body, and just breathe. Take a deep breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then release. And another breath, hold it, and just gently release. The ebb and flow of breathing is the ebb and flow of life itself. Every breath you take is holy. Every breath is divine. You are breathing now and always the very breath of spirit. So in this consciousness, just know that the kingdom of God comes not by signs or signals. It comes not by intellectual study, dialogue, or debate. It comes when you open your spiritual eyes to the truth of your being. It comes when you take that 18-inch journey from your head to your heart and enter the sanctuary of your own soul. Jesus told Nicodemus that to enter the kingdom of God, one must be born again. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. To be born of water means we must search our souls for long-held beliefs and attitudes that no longer serve us. Perhaps they never served us, and perhaps they served us for a while. These may be fears, worries, thoughts of lack, of illness, or of disharmony. They may be resentments, unforgiveness, or guilt. They could be attitudes handed down from parents, teachers, or mentors. If anyone has ever told you that you are unworthy or less than, that person was wrong. Decide what it is today that you need to release. Hold it in mind for just a few seconds, and then just silently say, "Get behind me, Satan. Just go away." Do this now for a few moments in the silence. And now it is time for us to fill the void of our and create a space to rejoice in our oneness with the divine, a time to be reborn in spirit, to realize that we are one with the Most High. You are in this very moment and always in the Holy Spirit of love, light, and peace. Created in the image and likeness of God, you are endowed with intelligence, life, and substance of spirit. The eternal essence of God is your true nature. You are on this earth to be about your Father's business. So let's just end this meditation as it was begun, knowing that in the silence there is a sacred place, a secret meeting place, and God is there. Good is there. Unconditional love is there. And so it is, and our hearts rejoice in gratitude as it's being. And now, in deep gratitude, let's come together to sing the words that Jesus gave us, our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power